Hey, we don't serve their kind here.
Star Wars Sessions.
Patreon.
Hello there, patrons. It's Luke here.
And it's Matt here. How you doing?
And we are here to give you the first episode of the Patrons at the Pub pod episode.
Patrons at the pub. You may hear in the background some commotion. It isn't Barflies and a pub landlord. Where are we, Master Bly Walker?
No, we're actually on a train. We're on the way to London. We're on the way to a pub, but we figured this counts.
Yeah.
But this is an awesome show, the first of many for our fantastic patrons. We appreciate all of you. But today, we're going to be talking about something extra spicy. We're going to be talking about Episode 9, Predictions.
The box
financially.
Office. Yes, how
box
much
office
money
predictions.
The Rise of Skywalker going to take? Now, we know there's The Force Awakens was the fourth, thanks to Avengers Endgame, the fourth biggest movie of all time. The other films did well, apart from Solo, but there may have been mitigating circumstances. However, this is the end of a saga. This is the ninth film. People seem pumped for this. We are. I don't know if you guys have realised that, but we're pumped for this.
We are so pumped for this.
We're going to have a little chat. Where do we think this is going to fall in? We'll give a kind of financial reckoning, but where's it going to fall in between the four Disney-era Lucasfilm offerings?
So should we go through like the previous statistics, bearing in mind that only one of these didn't come out in December, right? So should we kick off 2015? We had The Force Awakens.
Yeah, Force Awakens. That hype for that. I've spoken it on the show before. The hype for that was ridiculous. About a year and a half before when that first trailer dropped, I still watch that trailer and get goosebumps, man. But so many people waiting for that, and that ended up taking just a little bit of change, $2.068 billion, which at the time came close to Titanic and was the third biggest of all time. $2.06 billion.
It's the fourth now, isn't it?
Right. Can you fathom $2 billion just for people to sit down for 2 hours, 30 minutes and watch a film?
No way. It's mental. Up next, we had obviously the release of Rogue One. And I'm going by time here, right? Okay. So Rogue One was released the following year, around the same time. It was a December release. And this came out $1.056 billion, which I think is to be expected. I think that's kind of fair, knowing this is a spin-off. I think it's fair to say, you know, a lot of the quote-unquote average moviegoer didn't quite catch on to this like they did with The Force Awakens. It was a spin-off film, you know, it took place at a different time. It still did well, though, to, you know, join the billion-dollar club.
Yeah.
You know,
I remember the conversation was, how well is this film going to do? I think people were saying, if it gets $750 million, this is going to be a good return for the first spin-off, for a story which we kind of already know how it ends. We didn't know the characters and all that.
Yeah.
New characters, new story, and we were people in the industry were looking at $750 million would be a fantastic result. So to crack the billion, and again, it didn't just crack it got half a million over.
That's
so
mad.
It's now one
that
of the biggest films, biggest what, top 15, 20 films of all time.
That's crazy. Which and is, this is a spin-off film.
And it deserves it too.
It does deserve it.
Check
it does
out our commentary,
well,
you guys
all know about that, let's be honest. And then obviously in 2017 we had another December release. And this was also anticipated, but we see a little bit of a lower in the figures when it comes to the saga film. But we'll talk about that in a little bit, I think. But The Last Jedi came in at $1.332 billion, which is still a smash.
Yeah.
I think at the time of release, that was a top 10.
I think it still is one of the top 10.
I think at the time it was like the seventh or eighth biggest film of all time. And was it the biggest film of that year? I mean, you're the general.
Yes,
film
it was.
Here.
Yeah, because Infinity War came out the next year. In 2018, of course, that killed the box office. Black Panther took one just over a billion. But yeah, The Last Jedi and The Force Awakens.
Was Black Panther 2018 or
2017? Yeah,
2018. Was it really?
2018.
Oh, okay.
And,
I'm maybe getting a bit confused.
No, but $1.332 billion was...
It's something to be sniffed at.
Mate, again, one of the top 10 films. But for whatever people think about it, and also, let's not forget, it was also the highest grossing Blu-ray and home physical media seller of the year that came out as well. So
That's a very good point. 2018, same year
Infinity War and Black Panther and all these other films, big tentpole films came out. Last Jedi was still the most popular film.
I love that expression. Tentpole films. I think, so that's like a 700, just shy of 700 million difference.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which sounds like a lot, but when you make 2 billion, anything sounds like a lot.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's a point I want to make early on into the show. You can hear the train going crazy, guys. Okay. So obviously, finally, we had Solo, a Star Wars story, coming in at a mere 392 million, just under 400 million.
That's the worst, the lowest.
And that was
anything.
2018.
Yeah.
That was May.
That was just
under 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere between five and a half months, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Between The Last Jedi and Solo, which we've already spoken about this. I think that's a part of why it didn't do as well. I think it went up against Infinity War. It went up against
Deadpool 2.
And did Infinity War come out a few weeks later?
About 4 weeks. I think it was about 4 weeks before.
Was it?
Infinity War came out at the end of April.
And it's a similar audience.
End of May, yeah.
Let's be honest. It was absolute marketing suicide.
Even like, Bob Iger said that it was a bad mistake.
To this day, I'm not even sure what happened there. And I don't think we're ever going to properly know the politics behind that, because it was suicidal.
That would be a hell of a book to read, though. A story like a Warts and All.
Absolutely.
From Lord and Miller, what really happened, or from Ron Howard, what was the story like? Because you get all these stories about it was going to be like improv and it was going to be this, that and the other. We're never going to find out. However, it's the lowest grossing of all of the films released.
It's ridiculous. Every single Star Wars film, right, under the Disney era has come over $1 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
What franchise can say that? Now, until Solo. It's just ridiculous. Like, the numbers aren't good.
And think about the impact that had, because we were all thinking about a Boba Fett movie, a Kenobi movie. And then as soon as that came out, Iger's put the brakes on. We're going to stop these spin-off films for the time being because people haven't got the appetite, apparently. Or was it because of the division? I mean, we've been through that on the show before. However, under half a million dollars, because I think Attack of the Clones still made 690 million or something like that, which adjusted for inflation is probably best part of 800-900 million.
Wow.
So this is by far the worst grossing film, and the funny thing is it's not the worst film of the bunch either.
No, that's a good point. That's a very good point. And I think as well, there was a lot of confusion on what the purpose of the film, the film's purpose was. I think the general market was probably a little saturated with Deadpool 2 and people anticipating Infinity War. But anyway, we digress. We've spoken about this in our main show a couple of times, and it's not going to be the last time we've spoken about it. But today, you know, we're speculating. We're predicting.
And what are we talking about today, my man, again?
It's all about the money. It's all about the bunts. The bunts
it's
and burner.
All about the moolah.
The nice little earners.
Wonga.
So, episode 9. It's a December slot. Now, and the one thing I would say, which I think is a benefit with the Solo thing. You love it. You love when I say this stuff. You love when you look over.
I'm waiting for this, whatever's going to come out of the mind of Bly.
So the one thing I would say, right, is that Solo did give episode 9 a massive time gap.
It gave it a boost, I think, because it got us hungry again.
A massive time
even
gap.
A diehard,
but
like
not
us.
Just us, like the general.
Yeah, and the casual fans, yeah.
Because I know plenty of casual fans at my work and out and about that, like, they are looking forward to episode 9. They want to know how this is going to end. On top of that, how do you feel about the marketing? Has the marketing been strong so far?
Do you know what? I think the marketing has been pretty spot on. As of recording this, we're still 3 and a bit months out now from the film.
Now, what is today? We're actually recording on September 11th.
So we're 2-3 and a bit months out now. So the market's going to ramp up. Before that, we've had one teaser trailer.
Yeah.
We've had the D23 scissor reel. For me, that's perfect. I didn't want to get a 3-minute-long trailer in March. I know everybody would love to see the footage. But by then, by March, you've still got 9 months to essentially forget about it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get excited, but then that's going to dissipate. Whereas now we've been giving ourselves enough time to get excited. Then they've dropped the D23 scissor reel, which we're still buzzing about. And then I'd say in the middle of October, Monday Night Football in the States, we reckon
14th,
we're going to get the next
14th
one.
14th of October.
We reckon we're going to get another one.
It.
So I think the marketing has been so far spot on. And we've got Triple Force Friday coming in 3 weeks' time, so we know we're going to get more then. And consider the fact that we've got Fallen Order, we've got the Mando, Cheeky Manners for the Lads hashtag that's coming
hashtag,
out,
yeah,
plus
yeah.
different books that are tying comics and everything. So there's so much going on. We're not going to be starved of Star Wars news, but I think the way they've handled it so far has been spot on, I think, anyway.
Okay, so Okay. Let's have a think, because I want to be really broad with our guesstimates here.
Here we go.
Okay. So, should we go into the figures now, or should we talk about a little bit more of the build-up?
Let's have a go now and see if by the end of it we think, actually, now we've mentioned that, it could go up. We're ranging from really... I mean, we can discount Solo. We're ranging from 1.056 billion to 2.0... So we've got $1 billion to play with, I think. So 1.505 billion to 2.06 billion.
So
that's kind of our bookings.
For me, personally, I feel like some worthy comparisons would be episodes 1 to 3 and episodes 4 to 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously released at different times. I think Phantom Menace and A New Hope, they are the original Star Wars. They brought in the most money,
mm-hmm.
right? Adjusted to inflation, the original Star Wars still one of the biggest films of all time, right?
It's like, time, I think, yeah,
yeah, it's like fourth or something.
It's huge.
It's massive. Like even Endgame doesn't touch it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, you know, it's nearly there, but it doesn't touch it. And I'm thinking as well, Phantom Menace, that was the biggest of the prequels that brought in.
That was huge.
Right, the middle films, that's where you see a lower
dip.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, and that's for multiple reasons, right? We could sit here for hours and talk about psychology and et cetera,
movie
et cetera.
Going habits,
market
whatnot,
conditions
now, yeah.
of those years.
Yep.
Exactly.
We don't know what the competition was either at the time.
But also people love a finish. They love an end to a story, as Endgame showed us, as Return of the Jedi showed us, as Revenge of the Sith showed us, right? So, okay, I'm going to put it out there. I'm thinking it's going to be between The Last Jedi and the Rise of and the Force Awakens.
So 1.3
right?
to 2.2 billion, basically.
So I'm going to say, and I'm going to elaborate on this because
mm-hmm.
there's variables. I'm going to say, okay, 1.7 billion.
Okay, so straight down the middle.
Straight down
and
the middle.
You mentioned that the middle films of the cycle, especially the prequels in 2002 when Clones came out, you had things like Harry Potter was getting bigger and bigger. You had Lord of the Rings was releasing their sixth films as well. So there was more, and the X-Men films as well. So stuff like that, so there was more pop culture out there for people to sink their teeth in. Whereas back in the day, not so much, though Empire did take a drop in, say, quite a fairly decent drop as well. I was going to go for 1.75 billion in the middle. However, I'm going to be diplomatic. I'm going to go for between 1.5 and 1.6, I think, to start with. I'm going to do the play cards where I'm going to go a bit lower.
Oh, yeah?
In my head, I think it could. If it pops, I can see it. I don't think it's going to hit 2 billion. I'm going to say that now. If it pops, I think it'll get up to 1.8, 1.9 maximum.
I think the only way for me this is going to hit 2 billion, right, is people literally are coming out of the cinema crying.
Yeah, that's it.
And thinking this is one of the greatest stories ever
told.
But
it is also the last saga film in a 40-odd year saga. So it's the last time you'll be able to see it in the cinema for a while.
Yeah.
The combination.
Yeah.
So for that 4, 5, 6 weeks, it's going to be on prime screening. People might just be going back just so they can basically say, right, I've seen the last of the Skywalker saga.
And plus, call it spade a spade. You know, a lot of the world is celebrating Christmas during this time, right?
Yeah.
And people love to go
watch a film at Christmas.
Work
as well.
People are off work. And it's almost, I know, like, some families where there's this lady I used to work with, her and her whole family go watch Star Wars around Christmas as a tradition. And they were really annoyed.
As well,
they were really annoyed they couldn't do it last year, right?
Yeah.
So they are buzzing for this year, for The Rise of Skywalker, for 9.
I can see that, because so was I, because I used to love going on a dark, cold evening, go and get something to eat,
and
watch the film, coming out in the evening
know.
And thinking, and obviously at the time, coming out thinking that was just what I wanted it to be.
You know.
Solo, it was kind of I went middle of the afternoon on like a Thursday, and I was like, okay. It was fine, but it's like the build-up.
There weren't as much hype.
It's just obviously got the end of the year. You're chugging towards New Year as well, so everybody's pumped for that. It's just a happy time of year. It's either that or you can watch the holiday special.
Yeah.
It's up to you. I mean, holiday special with the Rise of Skywalker.
So I think, now I'm going to go into my variables a little bit. I think on a conservative day, I think if Cats does really well...
That's coming out the same day.
Right.
That's a bold move.
I think if Cats does very well, and I think if early reviews aren't great, I think we're looking at 1.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still an amazing number.
That's still a huge amount. It still tops the last Saga film as well.
Yeah, massively.
Yeah.
But I also think that if this is, and I mentioned earlier, if the reviews to this are off the Richter, people going crazy for it, right? And all it takes is word of mouth sometimes.
Yeah, all it takes is good buzz online.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
And
good
look
buzz.
At the Avatar film, right?
Yeah.
That, the reason Avatar did so well in the box office was because of word of mouth. Yeah. It was because of hype.
It had the 3D
right?
gimmick, but the word of mouth spread.
That was an original
yeah,
that
film,
too,
so.
That too, that too. And I think if that could happen, I think they could close in on 2 billion. I think it's unlikely. It's really unlikely. Like, the odds on it are, like, not in your favour. But never tell me the odds, right? But I'm looking at around 1.7 billion. Could be a little less, could be a little more.
I'd take that right now. I'm sure Disney, Lucasfilm would as well right now.
Yeah.
It also depends on... we've mentioned it before, if the two big reveals, Palps and Dark Ray, are in the trailers, even if they don't turn out to be what we think they are, they're in the trailers. If there's some sort of massive reveal, if Luke comes back in any way, or if Palps comes back, or if Anakin, then they crush their roles, people are going to go back to see it. Same as like Endgame. Endgame got a lot of rewatchability because people loved going back to see their heroes.
Yeah.
They're taking Thanos down
I watched Endgame for the first time on the week.
What do you think about it?
I thought it was good. I thought there are some moments that, like, really... like hit you in the feels with a Z.
Yeah.
But you know, it is also it's so long.
It's so long. I know it's grimy at this film than normal, but it also feels very polished as well.
Yeah,
it still does feel.
Do you know what? I didn't sit there for long. Like the first Avengers film, I sat there and thought, "Oh my days! This like last 40 minutes is just like superheroes going mental on each other, whacking each other." And I thought it was really lame. Like that's my personal opinion, I just thought it was boring. Like, but Endgame, I think actually did a pretty good job of the story. I think, however, time travel is always a weak
I can't be dealing with that. It's a cop-out for me, because you can always just click your fingers, time travel. I think I gave it about 7.5 out of 10 on my Rotten Tomatoes score.
It's mega.
It's epic.
It's epic, and it's mega, right? Now...
But does that make up for... other variables like story, like impact, or anything like that, character development.
Precisely.
And then they had 21 films of development.
Yeah, and for me as well, right? Now... Endgame, like financial box office, absolute champ success, right? Force Awakens was an absolute success. Last Jedi, absolute success. Yeah. Rogue One, considering, absolute success. Solo, now subjectively, we really like Solo. We really love it, and there are some amazing, phenomenal moments in it.
But
box office wise, it was a failure.
It stunk.
It failed. And a lot of that to blame is with the marketing guys and whoever's decision it was to put it out in May against such competition and stuff.
The first trailer came during the Super Bowl, which was about a month before.
Ridiculous.
Or something like that.
Absolutely
ridiculous.
There was
ridiculous. No buzz and no hype for it.
Absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, that for me, that begs the question, right? At what point is Episode 9, considering its circumstances, a failure? And at what point is it a real success? Box office. We're not talking about critically. We're not talking about subjectively. We're talking about just box office.
I mean, straight up box office, if it makes less than
1.3?
Only because, in terms of diminishing returns,
less than The Last Jedi.
To 1.3. If it gets less than that, then the three films have seen a diminishing return in the box office, so there's less interest in it, less rewatchability.
Damn.
However, from a industry side of it,
yeah,
that's a trial.
The real
if it doesn't crack the $1 billion, then that's a failure. If it doesn't get the seven figures, that's a big failure. But I do honestly think if it doesn't make more than 1.3, I won't say questions to be asked, but it does kind of raise some questions that it's made less than the last film, despite the fact that it's got so much going for it. It's the last of all of them. The last film set was, we've got the returning characters, we've got the end of the saga, the end of this trilogy.
Yep.
There's so much going for it. If it makes less, I mean, yeah, it depends which way you want to look at it.
I'm with you.
Anything less than a bill, which sounds ridiculous when you think how much money that is.
That's mental.
Yeah.
Flipping Disney, like flashing around at Billy's,
left, right, and centre.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before, because I've mentioned this to loads of people, but Disney had a record year this year. By July, they'd already broken their own record that they set in 2016,
well.
Something like $7 billion US dollars in box office.
And look what
they've
got to come still.
And they've still got some stuff
Frozen
to come.
Frozen 2, I think Maleficent, Star Wars.
Mental.
$10 billion maybe.
So... which is crazy
just
to think.
Ridiculous.
And they've got Disney Plus on top of that. I know that's not box office, but still.
Hashtag cheeky manners for the lads.
Hashtag cheeky manners for the lads, right? Now, okay, so when is it a roaring success? Or even, no, scratch that. When is it a success? You're saying 1.3.
I think just so it could just 1.3 because then
over.
it's gone up and above the
and
last.
And below 1.3 is that's edging on failure.
1.3 would be disappointing. And under 1.3 is disappointing. Under 1 billion is a failure. Over 1.3 right. is, you know, is positivity. Over 1.6 is a win.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
So
I'm with you.
Anything over 1.6 is a big win.
Big win. Big yeah. win. And I think that, and again, you look mathematically, like, this is very, this happens, right? Normally the middle film of the saga, of the trilogy, mm. earns the least. And then the, yeah. and the third film actually earns the second most, right?
Yeah.
Revenge of the Sith,
so you get
did
the
it.
Hype, you get the little, I don't know, you wouldn't put it a lull. I don't know why that happens. But yeah, then you go, so yeah, like, people want to see the end.
I genuinely think you could sit here and talk about this for ages and ages because, you know, a lot of it's psychology too. Like, a lot of people think, you know, I don't need to necessarily watch the middle arc. I can watch that when I can. You know, I can watch on DVD. Whereas when for the final chapter, when it comes to spoilers, when it comes to lots of
people
different things, people want to get in,
and
they want to see
that
it.
First one, onto
opening
point,
weekend.
Yeah, and for the first film, people who may not necessarily be that bought in will probably go to see it. Just not to see what the hype's about as well, but
yeah.
because it's a recognisable IP. They've
yeah.
seen the first one, and they may then think, well, I won't see the first one just to get on board with the hype train, so I won't bother with the second one. And then when the third one comes up, when the hype goes up, people go to see it again, I think.
Yeah. Now, okay, so I think you've got valid points on all of those, and I agree. Mm-hmm. I think those figures, for me, it's below a billion. That's a failure.
That's a failure.
I would say, like, middle of the road, 1.3, matching The Last Jedi. Mm. Okay, it's still a great
yeah, that's
figure.
Why I went disappointing,
but,
so
you know, yeah. fair enough. 1.6, absolute. That's
yeah,
great news. That's great news.
There's
yeah.
no reason why I can't do.
No.
Because
no.
it's only through. It's only a solo's amount from The Last Jedi. It's only 300 million.
Yeah.
And all it takes is that rewatch of Billy. All it takes is for something like the ending to blow your mind or melt your mind, like Kevin Smith said.
Yeah.
And people are going to... I mean, I usually only go and watch a film once at the cinema. However, I may change that
yeah,
for this.
Yeah, same with Star Wars. What film did I last see twice at the cinema? I don't even remember. I think it was something my missus
took... I think.
It was something that my missus took me to, I think, and she wanted to see. And we went and saw it twice. I don't know what
was that good, was
it was. I don't even remember it, right?
It was Fantastic Beasts. So I went to watch that to review it for the site and then took one of the little ones to go and see it as well. And then the second time I saw it, I thought, this isn't really that good, actually. But,
really?
But yeah, I really enjoyed it the first time.
Man.
And the second time I thought,
it's not actually that
good. It's not
good.
As good as I thought
That's,
it was.
Sometimes it comes down to the day.
Mm,
it really does.
Well.
Yeah, exactly. Right, okay, here's a question.
Go on.
Will the reception of The Last Jedi affect episodes 9 box office?
Realistically, no, because I still think the people who aren't as keen on it are still going to go and see this film.
Of course.
People who say I'm going to boycott,
a lot of the
not
vast,
sure they're going to.
The vast majority
yeah.
of them will.
And I think people are going to go and see
even
it.
Even if it's once.
Even if it's just once. And it may be that something happens where they get that fan service-y moment that they like and they think, oh, this is the real saga I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
may go and see it again.
Yeah.
They may be sitting at JJ's feet worshipping him. I don't think it will. I think there'll be a lot of people who didn't like that film who are interested in this film
yeah.
to see if it either sinks or swims, because then based on their quote unquote agenda, they're going to want to see how it goes. So it's going to take their money either way. So I don't think it's going to. I still don't think it'll bet the 2 billion, but I don't think because it's fairly far removed now. It'll be 2 years since that film came out. Yes, people are still talking about it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, unless Rian Johnson posts something online, it seems to have quelled somewhat for me.
Yes. I'm thinking, I totally agree and
yeah.
concur with everything that you've just said, right?
Oh, nice guy.
And I'm thinking that, thank you. And I'm thinking, personally, I think there's going to be people that won't see it because they hate The Last Jedi that much.
There will be people.
I'm
of
sure.
There will be.
But put it this way, right? There are people that I know. I'm not going to mention names or specific channels or nothing.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, right, John Smith.
Yeah.
There's certain people that they claim, oh, you know, Last Jedi is the worst thing that ever happened in the world
mm-hmm.
to them or to the Star Wars franchise.
And their childhood.
They can have that opinion. That's fine. It's history repeating itself at the end of the day as well with the prequels and so on and so forth.
Even
and even
Jedi,
the Empire Strikes
yeah.
Back and Jedi
yeah,
with
so
the Ewoks and stuff. People went mental
it's just
over
now
that.
With more of a platform to voice opinion.
Precisely. Now, one thing I would say is that these people are the same ones I see on Instagram, on YouTube, still going to Star Wars Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Still going there, going to the trailer, watching the trailer, managing to get into the Episode 9 panel, right? Watching that live. Do you know what I mean?
Great, like, time doing it.
Yeah, and it, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how, like, even if I hate The Last Jedi, and I get people that do.
Yeah, we
right,
liked
I get
it,
people
didn't we?
That yeah. do. For the most part, I liked it, but I get why people don't like it. And I think that even if I was them, I'd have to have a lot of willpower not to see Episode 9.
We've said both before, just on that point, I can't see how people could say it's a bad film, because technically it's a wonderfully made film.
Yeah.
Narratively, I'm just saying, we just come in, I can see the cityscape of London over there, so it's just caught
so
my
we're
eye.
On the left to us, if you're not familiar,
with us.
Yeah, have a quick Google, we can see Canary Wharf.
Citibank building.
It's so interesting, see the building over there, the diamond one,
yep.
That's called Newfoundland, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually went on that when it was under construction, when it was like half built, like for like a media day.
Nice.
I got invited because of my photography Instagram.
Cool.
And I was with like a bunch of people who like they're with property businesses and stuff. And I was just like invited.
This Jedi
robe, I was
say.
Like, yeah, sweet, yeah. Okay.
I used to work over there for a bit as well.
Did you really? What, yeah. Canary Wharf?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
so that's why loads are big. That's at Coruscant. And I always think, so on the right side, you can see like the Shard There's building and the Gherkin, the Scalpel.
Is it like 70 million quid to get a penthouse up the top there?
Is it?
Apparently, I heard that.
Flipping
So we're in Limehouse Station for those following. And just before we digress, but just before we go on, I've got to say, just before we got in the car to come to the station, I've got just for you guys to mentally envision this now. Master Blywalker, he swaggered up to my place of work.
Mate.
Looking like Tom Cruise, I've got to say. Swaggered out. He had his aviators on. He looked like Maverick coming up. Got us just to say, just
doing?
For you guys there, hear that.
Nah, that weren't me. That was someone else. That was someone else. Flying's for droids.
So that's London for you.
That's
guys.
London for you.
It's tourist talk.
There we go. So we're okay. So we're coming to the end of our discussion.
Yeah.
Right.
So
let's say. Right. Final point. And we'll talk about this in many of our main podcasts. Right. I'm thinking. 1.6, 1.7 billion.
I am.
No, 1.6. I'm going to say one number, 1.6.
Yeah, I'm sticking to that as well. That's the one I went for first, because I was first thinking 1.75, but then I think my head is
now we've
slightly
spoken
too
about
high.
It.
One point, oh, but now I'm thinking 1.5. I'm going to go for 1.6, yep. It seems like we're on the same wavelength somehow. At a push, I'd say 1.5. So my backup
right.
was 1.5,
right.
which is
all
still
right.
a... heck of a score,
which is unbelievable. Like, even let's make a point, right? We're talking about Solo, you know, the money Solo brought in, like some studios would dream,
mate. That's an independent film's dream.
That is like, there are studios that are putting out big films that would dream of that sort of result, right?
Some of the best films this
year
I've been bringing that in.
This is Star Wars, right? This is a big deal,
exactly. And when you compare it to budget versus income, it didn't make any money.
Yeah.
But other films, yeah, some of the best films I've seen this year were made for 40 million quid or even 10 million, and they've made 300 million or they've made 180 million. But comparatively,
yeah.
it's just as much
yeah.
as this. But yeah, Solo wasn't a big one. But just for you, I'm going to put you on the spot now. Obviously, you know I love my Rotten Tomatoes. I'm on there, certified. I want to ask you, what do you think the percentage is going to be? All in.
Oh,
we haven't seen a film
no,
yet.
No, you can't
and
do that.
And let's see after. And then
are you
after
talking
the
about
film,
audience and.
The critic score.
Critic score?
So what do you think the critic
89.
Score is going to be? 89%. So 89. That's going to be the final score. So once,
yeah.
once all said and done.
Critics love the sequels.
I think I'm going to. Yeah, I was going to say 86. So,
86.
And
nice.
I'm going to be one of those putting it on there. So,
fair play. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes, we've got one point. So Master B, 1.6 billion and an 89 RT. I've got 1.55 billion. And you've got an 89 RT and I've got an 86 RT.
So
either way, it's a success.
So there we go, guys. And either way, this was a success. It was a joy recording this on the train, despite the fact this is our first pub.
Yeah.
Pub.
Yeah, pub.
Mix of pod and pub.
Pod on pub at pub. Yeah, and this is our to the pub.
Patron. Yeah, patrons at the pub pod.
Patrons at the pub. Pub at the pub with the patrons.
Maybe.
Something along
we'll
those lines.
We'll figure something out, right?
We'll find
but anyway, that's the end of episode one for the patrons. You beautiful people that pay us to hear our voices chat about Star Wars, which is sweet, right? We're pulling into Fenchurch Street now, and that brings our cheeky little train ride, well, the mainline train ride to a halt.
The underground may be too loud.
We're now going on the underground, yeah. So, but anyway, you guys will know probably why we're travelling into London soon. But yeah, take it easy, and may the Force be with you.
Always.
I've been Luke.
I've been Matt.
Filth.
Thank you for listening.